Loud Sports 101.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another podcast of Loud Sports 101. As you can tell, things are sounding a lot better today than they were the past couple podcasts, and I do apologize for that again. But we are back, and we now have a new microphone, and so everything should be working good. College football really started today. I mean, this weekend. But it's been going on for the past couple of weeks, but I think we can all agree that the real game started on Saturday, or the real games. There was Clemson versus Kent State, which, as you would imagine, Clemson destroyed. There was Virginia Tech versus West Virginia, which happened on Sunday. Virginia Tech won by a touchdown, 24-31. Tennessee played Georgia Tech on Monday, and that game actually went over to two overtimes, and Tennessee ended up prevailing after a, well, not a great option call. And on Saturday, of course, the biggest game was Florida State versus Alabama, which Florida State lost to Alabama. And big news from that game is that DeAndre Francois, a redshirt sophomore who was expected to start, I know, all this season, probably next couple of seasons, and he's a really good quarterback, he's actually out for the season. Which is really unfortunate, especially for a first game. For that to happen in first game is really unfortunate for somebody. So, on to my hot topic. And today, I know I usually do soccer and stuff like that, but last week I did AFC, and I don't know if you recall, but I did say that I was going to do NFC this week. And I'm a man of my word somewhat. So, let's go with the NFC. Odds say that Seahawks and Packers are favorites to win the NFC. And I got that from Bleacher Report. And I think that the Seahawks will be the winners of the NFC. They're always a contender to me. They have the best defense. Maybe stats-wise they do, maybe stats-wise they don't. But to me, I always say that when I think of a great defense, I think of the Seahawks. Also, they have a great fan base, a great stadium, and a great defense, and a good offense. So it's kind of poised for them to do well in the NFC. Their quarterback is Russell Wilson, as you guys know, who's won at least one Super Bowl. And his career percentages are 64.7% passes completed. I'm sorry. This is actually just last year, not career-wise. Last year, he threw 4,219 yards, and he threw 21 touchdowns, which is extremely good for a quarterback. On to the running game, which was Christian Michael was their most used runner. He had 117 carries, 469 yards, and 6 touchdowns. A solid from a team that does pass more than they run, so very good. And their best wide receiver, stats-wise, Baldwin had 1,128 yards and 7 touchdowns. Really good. So, you know, just with that offense, you think that they could have a good playoff run. But, I mean, well, yeah, they'll probably just make the playoffs, just with that offense. But with their defense, I think that's what makes them NFC championship contenders. Because the defense intercepted the ball 11 times, which it's actually below the average, I think, only by one though. They had 18 forced fumbles, which was above the average. And they had 1,103 tackles, which is insane for a team to have. So, with a really good offense and a really good defense, I don't see why they won't win the NFC and make it to the Super Bowl. But if we do talk about that Super Bowl matchup, it would be between the Patriots and the Seahawks. And you guys see where I'm going with this. Wow, yes, the Seahawks are a good team with great defense. And Super Bowl, they probably would pick off Tom Brady once or maybe twice. But overall, it is Tom Brady against the Seahawks. And, well, second and goal, they passed the ball. Little recall to a couple years ago with that Super Bowl where Malcolm Butler intercepted the ball at the goal line and ended up winning the game for the Patriots. So, yeah, I'm not sure if the offense is really up to beating the Patriots' really good defense. So I would say that the Patriots would win that game. I'm not saying that wouldn't be close. I mean, it wouldn't be as close as the overtime Super Bowl game that we experienced last year with the 28-3 comeback. But it would be a close game. I'd say it's probably only a touchdown in between, or maybe 10 points in between the two teams. And I'm saying 10 points because they have Steven Gostkowski, who's a great kicker. So, yeah, but this would be a very successful season for the Seahawks, or for any team, to make it to the Super Bowl, even if they don't win it. To make it to the Super Bowls, your name's in the history books. I haven't talked at all about soccer, and for those of you soccer fans, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to talk about them at all today. So, some coming games in the future. Ohio State goes against Oklahoma. I have Oklahoma win the game by 6, simply because I feel like Baker Mayfield will have a Heisman-winning season. It's very difficult to stop a Heisman-winning quarterback. And also, we have Auburn versus Clemson, which, to me, I don't know why the game, I don't know why the College Game Day studio is doing it in Ohio when they go against Oklahoma, because they should be doing it in Clemson when they go against Auburn, because that, I believe, is going to be a much better game. Maybe school-wise, they will be the same, but I believe quality. Auburn and Clemson will have very good defenses, but yet no punts in the game, or very few punts. But I would believe that Clemson would win the game. And Georgia goes against Notre Dame this weekend, another 25 matchup. And this one, I'm going to have to say, is going to go to probably Notre Dame. I do believe this one will definitely go into overtime. And also, we have Stanford versus USC. And, well, USC's probably going to win. I want Stanford to win, but to be honest, people are saying USC, University of Southern California, will make the college playoff, and I'm starting to agree with them. So, yeah, probably USC will win. And ACC matchups get started this weekend. And, well, for those of you who are Virginia Tech fans, which I know there's probably not many listening, but if you are, Virginia Tech plays Delaware. And, well, it's Delaware and it's Virginia Tech. Should I really say any more about that? And after an impressive game against West Virginia University, I don't see how it won't be possible for Virginia Tech to thoroughly dominate that game. That's not really a game to talk about. It's just a little biased game because I love Virginia Tech. And the NFL gets started on Thursday, actually, so hopefully my fantasy football team will do good this season, with the Patriots and the Chiefs playing on Thursday. I have the Patriots winning that game. Well, because if you haven't gone to the Super Bowl and winning at all, you have to have them winning the games. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is NotSports101. Make sure to follow my Twitter account at NotSports101. This is NotSports101, and I'm out.